This Twit News special comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Stay in control when it comes to your company's access points and authentication. LastPass makes enterprise-level security simple for your remote workforce. Check out LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This is Twit News special number 359, recorded Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. The Xbox Games Showcase. This Twit News special brought to you by LastPass. Prepare for the unexpected in your business with LastPass, trusted by over 25.6 million users and 70,000 businesses worldwide. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to find out how they can help you. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. I've got my cup of espresso. Paul's got God only knows what.
Iced espresso.
It's a mug of iced espresso. And we're getting ready to sit back and enjoy some games. Paul Theriot, host of Windows Weekly, Theriot.com. Good to see you, Paul. What are we expecting
you
today?
You too. Well, these are going to be first-party games, Xbox exclusives, which people probably know span all of Microsoft's gaming platforms, including Windows and the consoles.
I thought it was all just Halo yeah. all the time.
Well, actually, so that's the surprise. If you look up, it's now called Xbox Game Studios, but the former Microsoft Game Studios, they own several of these guys, say 12 or 15 of them. And there's some pretty famous games in there. Obviously, Halo is the biggest one, but they own the Gears of War, the studio, the coalition that makes Gears of War, Minecraft, obviously, the State of Decay games, the Age of Empires.
They wouldn't do a new Age of Empires, would they? Oh, I love Age of Empires.
Bard's Tale. They even own the company that makes Bard's Tale now, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Forza, sorry,
and this, I should have mentioned Forza. But as much as this is showing off games, this is, I presume, to show off the capabilities of the Xbox One Series X, the new Xbox coming for Christmas, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's what we're going to be looking for here. So Sony has done a few of these shows. Sony had that amazing Unreal demo, remember, from the new Unreal Engine that looks crazy, but that's going to be available. Yeah. Yep, that'll be on Xbox too.
That's important to point out, because when I saw it and Sony did the demo of Unreal 5 Engine, It gave you the impression, oh, it's a Sony exclusive. Yeah, it is not.
No, not the engine. But obviously, the big advantage that Sony has had now for generations is the sheer number of exclusives you get on PlayStation.
Right.
So there is definitely some good stuff on Xbox, but Microsoft takes more of a cross-platform approach. And I don't know, I play an Xbox every day, and I play pretty much, well, Call of Duty, but third-party games. But Microsoft's got a nice stable of studios, and it's growing.
And you're a Halo fan. I certainly am. We played a lot of Halo back in the day. Halo, and I have the Master Chief Collection. So that's kind of fun. And then
And that's all being remastered. Minecraft. Yeah. Yep, Minecraft is incredible. Yeah,
how
some
is
great
Minecraft
stuff.
Dungeons doing? That was the big release a couple of months ago. And I didn't hear anything more about it afterwards.
Right. They haven't really said anything about it since then. Yeah. So
I wonder if it was.
It's out. Flop. You know.
Well, I don't. We're on the heels of Microsoft's quarterly, actually yearly earnings announcements, and they had a very good year, and Xbox had a very good year.
Yeah, and an incredible quarter in particular because of the pandemic, et cetera. So, that's a nice little bump, and it comes at a good time because obviously. This is exactly when console sales are going to fall through the floor. They've got a new generation coming out in the fall. And so there's game content and services were up of some astronomical number. I think it was, I don't want to say this in case it's wrong. I think it was like 165% year over year.
People are staying at home and playing games.
Yeah.
All right, we're seeing the ESRB warning. So I think it's about to get started. By the way, if you're under 18, please stop watching now. Thank you very much. It actually made me validate my age on YouTube. Wow. It's a countdown.
I enjoy that I'm a few seconds behind you. I'll just watch it through the feed.
I'm actually a little bit ahead. I'm down to 2 already.
Oh, funny. I don't even see the countdown yet.
The problem with the streams is they're not synchronized. Now, this is obviously going to be pre-recorded.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, do you go Halo first? And it looks like maybe you do.
Yeah, it's time to drop. So no presenter. It looks like they're just getting right into it.
Yeah, I think that's a good approach. Just go minimal. People just want to see the games.
Yeah, yeah. That's why we're going to be talking a lot.
I don't know what I'm going to do if they do if there's no Halo after this.
So the Master Chief had everything in it, the Master Chief Collection, but there is new Halo coming.
That's right. Yeah, Halo Infinite. So this is not going to be part of the Master Chief Collection.
It's your Cortana.
You can rebuild him.
I must remind myself, even though this technology will save humanity and the liquid crystal cannot rise on its own.
$6 billion game franchise.
Yeah.
Liquid crystal cannot rise on its own armor.
The first Halo was originally demoed at a Macworld. It was going to be a Mac title.
Yeah. Bungie, the parent company, had done a really great game series for the Mac called Marathon. And Bungie was purchased by it. Yeah.
And actually, I believe the original Halo still came out on the Mac. I think they still released it on the Mac. It all means
nothing. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end.
Until you step inside.
Well, thanks to sequels, they haven't.
What should we be looking for here? Better graphics, 4K graphics. Obviously, on a stream, we're not going to see it, but
pretty much. And it's going to be tough. I know. I can't do over 1080. Of course, I'm going through Skype anyway. So,
right. One thing that's always misleading about these is cutscenes are not the same as gameplay. And so we always want to kind of distinguish between the cutscenes and the gameplay. These are obviously cutscenes.
Yep. Yep.
No. 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 No.
I mean, already it's a completely different presentation to anything that's been in a Halo game before. I mean, the background is very clearly the Halo universe, but this scene with the guy, it's very unusual for Halo.
You don't really see faces in Halo very often.
No, and when you do, I mean, I've just been replaying Halo 3, and the cutscenes are very different quality-wise from the game itself.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, these days, you should be able to match it more closely.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Are you even listening?
I count three anti-aircraft cannons.
Three what?
You'll be safe here.
Oh, I'll be safe. Safe?
She's really unusual.
Since I found you. I found you, remember? You were out there on your own, and you'd still be out there if it wasn't for me. I thought I was going home.
There won't be a home if we don't stop the banished.
You keep saying that. We're outgunned, outnumbered. I know I saw Condors over there. I'm going to dig through them and find one with the working sleep space drive. And when you're done with this war, we'll get away from here. Far away.
Wait here.
Oh, please. Let me see what I can find.
Cannons first. When I get back, we can look. Together.
Master Chief looks a little beefier.
Okay, big guy.
Yeah.
Or is that just my imagination? That's a familiar scene. That's the same place we did drop before, right? Or no? There we're
it's
on a
definitely
ring world.
The same. Universe, yeah, the same, yeah. Yeah, the planet, yeah, the style is all very similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Kill some grunts. Halo's tough because it has to be familiar, right? But they've also made so many of these, it could be problematic if it gets a little too repetitive. Interesting.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
Very peaceful here.
Enjoy the peace of space.
Except for the roar of the 4x4.
Yeah, squawk.
I thought by now we'd have electric vehicles.
Right, this thing should be engine.
Yeah. What is he running over?
So those, yeah,
those are the bad guys.
Yep. Yeah, so far, I mean, the enemies are all very familiar. Everything's familiar. I mean, it's Halo. It's very, you know, which, of course, it is.
Right.
Weapons.
Yeah, so this is gameplay. This is obviously not a cutscene. I don't know what to say. It looks just like... It looks just like Halo.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, they really...
Yeah.
I guess a franchise like Halo, you don't want to change it too much. Oh, I like the shield. That's nice.
Yeah.
To me, first-person shooters really seem fairly uniform. I mean...
I was just thinking, how do you innovate in this space? I mean, some of these games are adopting those kind of battle royale type multiplayer experiences, but the single player, it's an interactive story. I mean, it's nothing, there's no way around it.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Better graphics?
Better graphics.
Better story.
And for Halo specifically, I was curious how far they would stray from the formula. It doesn't look like, looks like they're going right down the middle of the road there, which is fine. I mean, again, it's been a while since the last Halo, and for me personally, it's been a long while since a Master Chief game has really been of interest, so I'm hoping that this rejuvenates the series for me. Because pretty much after Halo 3...
Although it's not clear, but I presume this is multiplayer. It's not immediately obvious. I don't see a team, for instance.
No, I think this is just
a looks like single
game.
Player. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's even less innovative. I mean, that's, you know.
Ooh, there we go.
You got the Spidey sense.
Yeah, that was like a like a Black Ops grappling hook.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a little Half-Life. Pull it to you, throw it, use it as a weapon. Yeah, I mean, all of these elements will be familiar to anyone who's played Halo. At the beginning of this, it said start the demo, and I'm wondering if they're going to make a demo version ahead, available ahead of time, which would be kind of nice. If this is just for the show.
That's a great idea, because then when you get the Series X and you can say, oh, look how much better it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm presuming this is 60 frames a second, 4K. We're not seeing
it
that way.
I would hope so. Yeah, if they can't do that with Halo, we're going to be in trouble. I'm confused about this guy, though. But it
wasn't. The beard guy.
Yeah.
We are one step ahead. Always. The ring is already under our control. Soon,
it's the straight ring.
The Harbinger. The banished share the
I don't know how Larry Niven feels about the we Halo stuff.
Because it's a ring world.
Yeah.
But does it have anything else from Ring World in it? No, it's not the same Ring World universe.
No, it's not the... No, but it's... Yeah. You can't see something like that and not think about Ring World.
It's very Ring World-y, yeah. I love Ring World.
Yeah.
The books.
Yeah, there are scenes in the earlier games where you're kind of running down the curve of the ring and you can see it kind of going off into the distance.
It's cool, yeah.
Really neat.
Yeah. And they showed it briefly earlier here, yeah.
Yep.
That's very cool. I love that.
Of legends, our story will outlive us both.
I'm sorry. It's hard not to laugh.
I know. It's, yeah. They're obviously have to expand.
You don't mess with the franchise.
In the flood.
Yeah. Halo Infinite Holiday 2020. And it will be for all versions of Xbox, Xbox One, Series X, and Windows.
Yeah.
And the smart delivery means no disc, right?
Well, it means you're going to get the right version that's going to look best in your console. So instead of, you know, a giant, I mean, some of them will be giant 200 gig downloads, you'll get the bits just for you.
So we'll get right back to the announcements and show you more of what Microsoft's up to with Xbox Series X in just a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, LastPass. It's always important to have a plan for the unexpected. Now that everybody's gone home, that was pretty unexpected. LastPass can be deployed almost instantly in the midst of any event to make sure your business keeps running smoothly. And even though your employees might not be on-prem, every employee login is 100% secure. They do it with single sign-on, which is awesome. Employees love it. It manages access in a centralized view. IT loves it too because they always know exactly who has access to what and from where. Of course, LastPass is famous for their enterprise-grade password management, which is also great for IT. It ensures oversight of shadow IT and enforceable policies across all password-protected accounts. And LastPass adds multi-factor authentication, not just fingerprint and face recognition. Additional factors to prove a user's identity while the use of biometric and contextual factors can make the process smooth for employees. Easy for them, highly secure for you. And that's what you need these days. Businesses must think about additional layers of defense beyond just the password. That's what LastPass does. And don't worry, LastPass always uses best practices to secure your data. Your master password is never sent, never stored at LastPass. If they can't access it, neither can the bad guys. All the encryption happens exclusively at the device level. Your data is never decrypted anywhere but on your devices. And then it's encrypted and synced to LastPass using AES 256-bit encryption. Military grade. So only you can see your data. LastPass never can. LastPass protects your business while providing a seamless workflow for your employees. Account access and passwords can easily be securely shared between employees. That's important. Whether they're in the office or remote, employees will get secure access to their work applications with single sign-on, the best password management. There is even an offline mode for password management and multi-factor authentication. So even in sketchy internet access times and when employees go home, that's probably what they're going home to, they can always access what they need. LastPass can help make remote work simple and secure. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help your business stay productive and secure no matter what. LastPass.com/twit. Now we paused the stream so we didn't miss anything. Let's get back to the show.
And now please enjoy a glimpse of what others in the Xbox Game Studios family have been working on.
So that was multiplayer, I gather.
Yeah, he said multiplayer, but that was absolutely not multiplayer.
I didn't see any teaming.
Yeah. Yeah, look at this.
In a world...
Yep.
But there's just one bow. One
arrow. We don't have Last of Us. You have this.
It's as close as we can get without violating copyright. Oh, a horror story. If it's zombies, I'm going to just be pissed.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Bow hunted. It is again, amazing how beautifully they can render landscapes these days. That's how realistically. That absolutely looks real. You could be there. Right. Mm. Fresh cherry there. Pineapple. Oh. What? It's a feral horse? Oh, zombie deer. There are zombies.
Yep. Okay.
This time,
presentation.
Even the wildlife is zombie-fied.
Yeah, so State of Decay is a zombie series.
Yeah.
Welcome, and a good one. Everyone, to the Xbox Game Showcase. Today, we're showing games from 9 of our 15 Xbox game studios, including unveils of 5 new first-party games. What you will see today is how Xbox Game Studios are harnessing their passions to bring their dreams to life. We believe that how you find and play your games is as important as the device you play them on. Xbox Game Pass is the best way to discover and play, and we want you to be able to experience as many great games as possible. So Game Pass members, you can play every game you see today from your subscription or free to play.
Nice.
These games will look and play best on Xbox Series X, delivering unmatched fidelity, performance, precision, and immersion.
So all their first-party games will be part of Game Pass. That's really good. That's
right. Console. Yep. And interesting claim that this will look better on this console than it will on a PC, by the way. It seems like it would be possible for a PC to have the superior experience. But
is Turn 10. And they're early in development on the next Forza Motorsport. And Xbox Series X is bringing them closer to their dream of unprecedented realism with ray tracing and native 4K resolution, all at 60 frames per second.
Nice.
The trailer you're about to see was captured completely in-engine.
Yeah, a hardcore gamer will have a ray tracing and video card, will have the capabilities, but a lot won't. And the nice thing, if you can get close to that on a console...
Well, you get it on the console will do ray tracing.
Exactly, that's my point, you can get that without a lot of expense and complexity.
Yeah.
So is this them shooting it, or is this real?
Yeah, right.
This is real life.
Forza games have always looked incredible. Every generation, yeah. They're always, for some reason, there's something about racing games in general, and in Forza in particular, where it really shows off the capabilities.
I think not having humans helps. The hardest thing for these things to do well is humans.
Air.
Because we're so sensitive.
Air and stubble.
So a car, no problem. You can render it beautifully. Landscape, you can render it beautifully. So it makes sense if these would be the most
And people see this, though, and they think, well, this is obviously a video. And it's like, no, this is rendered by the game engine. That's why that's why it's really impressive.
Yeah. Well, and of course, during pandemic, that's how racing was happening, was on these simulations.
I just watched some baseball, and it's a little weird without a crowd.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Although I guess there'll be some fake crowd on the Fox Sports stuff over the weekends, which will be kind of interesting to watch.
Well, it's also interesting. Some of these stadiums are so echoey, it almost feels like you're in something. Something's going on.
You hear the ball hit the mitt, and it just echoes back. Feel
it. Okay.
Right, what do we have here?
Leaf heads.
It is found in the smallest moments.
So you know that this game's going to be story. Yeah. It's kind of semi-indie because the graphics are so crap.
Yeah, but it's made by, it's Rare, right? Rare is the company that made Sea of Thieves, which has been a huge success for Microsoft and actually has this type of graphic.
Right, that's true.
What else? Rare is...
This is Animal Crossing with really, really big animals.
Animal Crossing, yes. Mythical Animal Crossing.
It teaches us to look beyond the expected.
Oh, God. Jeez. Why is there always vomit? Why? Every time.
Right. In dark places. To seek answers. And to stand watch over our world. Our world has a rhythm.
It's just a little avatarish.
Yeah.
But only a few truly feel it.
This is the antidote for people who don't want to kill things.
Yeah. What's wrong with those people? I guess there are games for everybody. That's actually one thing I'm a little curious about today.
Everwild.
Is the variety of the games here, because the Sony thing was kind of really skewed toward what I would call the family-friendly Nintendo-type games.
Give to you a magical and untamed natural world for you to explore and to just truly lose yourself in. It's a place to be eternal.
Honestly, this is the kind of game I would play. I know it's boring, but
how magic flows through nature.
Haven't done this yet, but I've been considering doing kind of a group game thing with my wife and my daughter, maybe, and just to try it out. You know, play a game. A game would be a game like this, like just to see if doing something interactive would be of interest.
Well, and I have to say the success of things like Animal Crossing shows that the world.
They're great stories too. I mean, and a lot of these things are really just interactive stories, and I should say just. I mean, they're big interactive stories, and that's great.
Yeah.
Whoa! I just got hit with a flood of memories.
Love you, Mom.
You see me? Nothing bad is ever going to happen to these people.
Uh-oh. Allison.
Oh boy.
It doesn't
a game
matter.
By Don't Nod.
They don't believe us.
Okay.
We all believed that what happened that night was self-defense. But we couldn't be sure.
Don't shoot the kid. Oh, God.
It doesn't matter that they kept us apart.
Brother, sister, we look out for each other.
It doesn't matter that finding the
truth... This is the one not to play with your family, Paul.
...feels impossible.
Yeah,
really. We're all done with fairy tales. The only thing that matters.
So this is an interesting level of quality because it's good looking, but the people aren't so hyper realistic that you can, you know, you can tell it's a game.
I think that's great because you're so tempted with the technology to say, well, let's make it hyper realistic.
And then it's just weird.
You just can't.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Really yeah.
Emotional. You know, Uncanny Valley.
Everything we thought we knew about Marianne just got thrown out the window.
She's a whale now.
She loved you.
She attacked you. We both saw it.
I thought coming here would be...
So this is basically every TV show my wife and I watch. It's a mystery where people revisit the past.
It's Ozark, the game.
Yeah. It really is. It has that quality to it. Things aren't what you think they are.
We don't really have a choice about that.
There's always a choice, son.
It's totally a TV show.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Fernwood.
But that's good. That's in some ways, that is the type of thing I was thinking of. I mean, you know.
Tell me why. Yeah. Oh, August 27th. So this will be an Xbox One title first.
Yeah, and by the way, when these games go cross-platform like these will, you can start this game on Xbox One or PC, and when the Xbox Series X comes out, you can just pick it up there. It'll look better, but you'll be... Hey, everyone. You know, your progress will go forward.
He looks really realistic. Look at the rendering.
Technology at New Studios. Today, we're very excited to tell you that we're working on a very, very special version of Ori and the Will of the Wisps, specifically for Xbox
game.
Series X.
This game, the presentation of
these
games.
We can reach levels of fidelity.
Actually, it really is.
I played it because of you, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Impossible on any console. An already gorgeous game like Ori can now run at 120Hz refresh rate in full 4K HDR in its highest quality, delivering unprecedented game feel with silky smooth animation, super crisp, sharp image, and low input latency, which is just so important for the tight and precise platforming feel of this game. We can also boost the immersion in different spaces in our world by using premium audio tech that we previously just could not simulate in real time. And with all of this crazy hardware power, we can give our players more options.
Well, even the graphics comparisons, you really couldn't tell a difference, unfortunately.
No, not in the stream, you couldn't.
Yeah.
But that'll be now surround, I presume.
Version of Ori. Coming to Xbox Series
X. So I don't actually know if Xbox Series X is going to support high refresh displays, but I suspect it must.
Interesting. By the way, the chat room, Knox Harrington's telling me that Tell Me Why, that game we saw earlier, has the first playable transgendered character from a game by a major studio. So that's interesting. Now back to the...
Yeah, sci-fi.
Metal. What's this? Oh, this has a little Bioshock feel to it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Mystery in the galaxy.
Except for this person.
Facility. And now, shady corporate intrigue.
Marvel are the
this might be the new Oddworld.
A sordid stopover.
full of salacious secrets and scandalous strangers.
Greetings, attractive patron. You are looking downright unlovable today.
It's like fun.
With the right kind of case.
They wanted us to develop a miracle drug.
Can put you on the wrong side of a gun.
Really, really very much like Bioshock, yeah.
Or this thing.
I mean, this story doesn't make any sense for Bioshock, but...
Thrills. Danger. Intrigue.
A word of advice before you go, Captain? Trust
no
one.
Bioshock in space, space makes tons of sense.
Bioshock in space.
You know, I mean, remember the first game was that underwater world, and you know,
yeah,
they wonderful. That seems like the next logical progression.
The outer world's peril on Gorgon.
Any drinks in its current state?
Again, Xbox One first, so that's interesting.
Yep.
If you're waiting for the biggest game of the year, it's time to wait for Cyberpunk.
Oh, everybody's waiting for this.
Yeah, really.
But if you're ready,
we swear it's eventually coming.
We've got you covered.
This is Cyberpunk meets Ant.
Yeah.
It's A Bug's Life from Obsidian Entertainment, the makers of games that are nothing like this one.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
This summer, strive together to thrive together, or just feed your friend to the spiders and go solo.
I'll play this. This looks great.
Yep, that would be my strategy, feeding my friends to the spider.
Yeah, I won't play it with you. Remind me.
See you later. Well, that was like a battle toad.
Yeah, this is a Bug's Life meets Halo. This is good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grounded.
Now, who makes
again,
this?
Again, Xbox One first.
Yeah.
In fact, that's coming out in 5 days.
At Obsidian, we're dedicated to pushing narrative and role-playing games. It's something we do every day
Fergus
when we come
Urquhart,
to the office.
Not his
we can't
real
wait
name.
For you to play our next great adventure, Peril on Gorgon. It's the first of two planned story expansion packs for the Outer
Lord
Worlds that we're
Fergus
putting together
Urquhart,
with our friends from the Private Division. Now, it's also important that we continue to evolve how we tell stories in games, and Grounded is the perfect example of that.
These guys made Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Yeah, they're a good studio. This is
and the game on July 28th on Xbox Game Preview and on Steam Early Access. We want to hear from you and we want to continue to build game. Grounded together. Oh, yeah. If you've been wondering, we have been working on that next big Obsidian RPG. Check this out.
World premiere.
Thank you.
Welcome back to E3.
That's right. This would be an E3 presentation, wouldn't it?
Yes, we have always known
the bulk of
war. It forged our empire. Turned heroes into queens and kings. And decimated our foes.
Game of Thrones game, kind of?
Yeah, Army of Darkness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The skeletons.
Forsaken. And you must face the monsters.
Oh, you've got spells.
Our sins have borne.
Yeah. That'll be good for the Balrog.
Here he comes.
Is an oath worth the weight of a crown?
Depends how long we have to wait. If it's 2077, no.
Avowed. This is serious. Yeah,
that one is not coming to Xbox One, interestingly.
No, that's not coming this year, I would guess. We're next.
Okay. Bathe in the healing lights of Xbox.
First-person RPG set in the fantasy world of Eora. When Obsidian Entertainment joined Xbox Game Studios, they told us that this epic game
is a
the
lot
one
of money
they want to make. As creators of critically acclaimed RPGs, this is Obsidian at their best. And it is being built from the ground up.
So that other thing they did was garbage. But this is going to be amazing. Right.
We just tossed that off over a weekend. But here's the game we've been working on since 1922.
Always with the goal of empowering them to bring
someday
their ideas to life. I'm
just
excited
the bills
to announce our work with Interior Night, a new studio led by some of the most talented storytellers.
My 12-year-olds, it looks like.
Let's meet Caroline Marshall, studio head of Interior Night, to debut their original game.
This all feels like a Mythic Quest parody.
Well, yeah, right. So I'm these little things where they go around the map is like a Jason Bourne movie, you know?
Yeah.
Now we're in Berlin.
Because when you play a story, you step into the character's shoes. You get to experience their fears, their hopes.
Oh, as we say, c'est beau.
Firsthand. And in the process, you learn more about yourself.
Pokemon et ma sabot.
Our first game.
I've got Sabo affairs everywhere in my head. And I'm wondering why they haven't made a movie out of that.
Family, resilience, and sacrifice. But most of all, it's about how you will shape the fate of real, flawed people trying to find their way in a world they don't fit in. I hope you enjoy the trailer.
That's like my life.
World premiere.
Real, flawed people in a world where they do not fit in. And now, fortune, walk a mile in my sabot.
I haven't seen you much of late. I need you now, cannot wait.
So you get, you know, another is set up for like an interactive story, which again, I really think this kind of game broadens appeal.
Our family.
And it's possible for non-game.
They need to do it. The problem is it's very hard to figure out what that market is. You know, we know what the first-person shooter market is. We know what the RPG market is. Mine. What is the market for this? Who are these? Who, you know?
It was the end of the road.
It really needs word of mouth. It needs some gamer to tell some non-gamer, hey, you're just sitting in front of a TV. Try this.
Right.
That day.
Yeah.
And
was that fade?
Do you think these will be cooperative mode? These will be something you could play together on the couch?
I think that's what would put it over the top. I mean, in some cases, it could just be a single, you know, two people sitting around, you know, with one controller. But
well, one person plays. See,
yeah, and they discuss what to do next, etc. I know that's not fantastic, but the presentation here is interesting. It's got kind of an almost like water color kind of effect.
It's very French.
Yeah. It's very French, yeah. It's got a Renoir quality to it.
This is the kind of thing we would do in the salon.
Yeah.
I got your letters.
As dusk falls. Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, now let's go to the car.
Yep.
Here at Ninja Theory, we're hard at work on all of our projects.
Nice man bun, dude.
Including Senua Saga, Hellblade 2. Which we announced.
I can't blame the pandemic on that one, buddy.
An incredible 3.5 million players have now
that was a choice.
Senua's story and Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. We're excited to start giving you an insight into what comes next for our Celtic Warrior, an experience that we'll be building in Unreal Engine 5 for Xbox Series X and PC.
But you know, he just said this is a game built with that new Unreal Engine.
Set in the beautiful country of Iceland.
Oh, finally, a game set in Iceland. I've been waiting.
And you can find out more about our location scouting and how we've discovered the history of our setting in a brand new behind-the-scenes development diary, which you can view straight after the show.
In other words, this title is years away.
Yep.
Official Ninja Theory.
It looks incredible, and it's been we're not so really seeing it in its best possible light.
Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice has had on so many players, and we're incredibly thankful to all of the fans that have been part of Senua's story so far. And we're excited for you to be
Karsten
part of
says Hellblade is great
from here on out.
There you go.
There's somebody who's played it. Yeah, this is my kind of game. This is done with Unreal Engine minus 2. Oh, yes. Double Fine. I love Double Fine. I love their stuff.
Do you want to say hi to Peter? He's on the line.
What?
Here.
Peter, he's been sitting there the whole time?
Hey, who wrote the song?
Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Tim Schafer's great.
I love the song.
Very much.
It's going to be fun to sing it. Now it's time to...
Man, Tenacious Beard.
Yeah.
Probably been a long time since you've had a visitor.
Mr. Braid.
I hope you don't mind Poppins.
Let's just put some candy in there. Let's see what happens.
That's my brain.
Yeah.
Where
that's
are
my
we?
Future. Brain in a jar.
It's a quiet
yep.
place.
It's really...
Here comes Jack Black.
Lost alone.
Yep.
Neither skin nor bone. Just a thought is all I've got.
I'd be more accepting of this if they didn't keep showing him.
All he needs is a Greek fisher cap, and he'd look like George R. R. Martin.
Oh my God, exactly.
It's quite a beard, Jack.
Yeah, it's crazy. Pulled me back up, I started. I actually like the music. It doesn't seem to match this game in some way, but it's kind of cool. It's very reminiscent of something. Can I put my finger on it?
This is the same game as that VR, early VR game where you're a platformer, where you're jumping around at a 3D platformer.
It's psychedelic.
Oh, it's also got a little yellow submarine feel to it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why the music sounds familiar. It's got kind of a...
Well, it's
late
Jack
60s vibe.
It's very Tenacious. It's like the pick of Doom.
Jeez. Well, if you never wanted to try drugs, you could at least try this game.
James Hetfield in Psychedelic Journey. Psychonauts 2. That looks fun. That's a Psychonauts. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's good. Psychonauts of Destiny. Ooh, now what are we seeing? That's it. That's the monolith.
We can't wait for you to experience the amazing games built by Xbox Game Studios.
Soup cheese with Minecraft? I'm going to go out on a limb.
That t-shirt. I love it.
We are partnering with thousands of creators, from the largest publishers to the smallest independent developers, to bring you the broadest variety of games ever. There is one developer in particular that is close to us, not just geographically, but in history too. I'm thrilled to announce that this fall, our friends at Bungie will bring Destiny 2 to Xbox
Series X and fired all the developers
and Xbox Game Pass. If you are one of the more than 10 million Game
Destiny.
Pass subscribers, you also
I was wondering
get
what was going to happen to
all
Destiny.
Current Destiny 2 expansions starting this September.
That game started
For
so
Game
strong.
Pass Ultimate members, Destiny 2 will also be playable on mobile from the cloud. Later this year, Bungie will
that's,
also release
X-Cloud
a
now,
new
right?
version
right.
of Destiny 2.
But it's interesting she didn't call it that because, of course, that's now. Kind of a code name, right? It's not going to be the name.
Running at 60 frames per second. Here's an all-new look at Bungie's Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
I've seen terrible things born out in the darkness. Every moment brings them closer. It's time to step beyond the light.
Destiny just didn't win me over.
Yeah, I my understanding is they fixed a lot of the problems in the second game, but the first one...
It was really just Halo with different mechanics, you know? It didn't...
It was like a... Yeah, it was this. If Halo had like a central point where it always had to go back to get the next mission, you know,
yeah.
It had that kind of yeah. weird vibe to it.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looked good. The presentation was mm-hmm. good.
I was excited about it.
Yeah.
It just didn't win me over. Xbox One as well.
This is Destiny 2 yep. that you can play any way you want.
Well, this is an existing Xbox game. Game Pass.
Or, the world must inspire no, this is an update,
like an expansion or whatever.
DLC or expansion pack. Yeah,
to be
yeah,
able to yeah. collaborate with them. Xbox Series X will empower both new and experienced creators to bring the future of games to life like never before. Unique perspectives, unexpected innovations, and fresh voices that demand to be heard and that we can't wait for you to discover. All of the games you're about to see are being built to launch exclusively on Xbox consoles. Thanks and enjoy.
Interesting.
I thought that was true of everything so far. No?
Well, some of them were PC as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So these are console, not PC, but definitely right. not PlayStation 5.
not been great yeah, but yeah, I mean, the first party, so yes. Yeah, these yeah. are all Xbox exclusives.
How important are exclusives to drive a console sales? They seem like they've really helped PS4.
Sorry, that Call of Duty. they clearly are important because. Well, that was that's Chernobyl, right? That's Chernobyl.
The Ferris wheel in Chernobyl, yeah. where we were going.
Yep.
Going back to Chernobyl,
which was an amazing set of levels
yeah.
From Modern Warfare. And they didn't call it Chernobyl, but it was clearly Chernobyl.
This is definitely Chernobyl, yeah.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Which, you know, this is an awesome setting for a game, really.
Actually, a great idea, yeah. And again, a little Stranger Things vibe to it.
Hmm? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to... go far to find the post-apocalyptic world.
We're going to call it Fall In.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. See what happens when you mess with nuclear energy, children.
Right.
Moxie Marlin Spike in Stalker 2. The Chernobyl edition.
World premiere.
Stalker, blah, blah, blah. It's your first person shooters. First person survival horror game. Developed by Ukrainian video game people.
So interesting.
First one was a Windows game, too.
Not this
one. Actually, there's a game called Stalker Shadow of Chernobyl.
Oh, there you go.
I think it must take.
Oh, this has a very alien feel to it.
So, Call of Pripyat.
Okay, that's good.
I've reached a term of prime and begun our investigations. Our recon squad has been sent into sub-level 6 of the hive to determine the full extent of the unrest. I'll know more when they make it back.
Whoa. Shouldn't have gone in the hive.
Time to go.
Warhammer 40, Dark Tide. That's clearly way off, yeah.
Yeah, that could all be right. Next.
World premiere.
When you were born, something changed. What's that? Here's my game.
All right, I didn't see you.
Game for old people. And young people alike. By the way, we want to thank our friends at LastPass for making this stream of the Xbox Games Showcase possible. Thank you, LastPass. Well, this is clearly a co-op game, yeah?
It's a game that appeals to everybody.
It's called Zoom, the game. Tetris?
What's happening?
It's Tetris.
Tetris might literally be the last game that would appeal to everybody. Okay.
They've turned Zoom into Tetris. You'll love Zoom Tetris.
Zoom Tetris. Exactly. Wow. They're advertising a new version of Tetris.
I hope Alexei Pajitnov gets a piece of this.
I thought the other game took place in Russia.
Tetris. World Tetris.
World Tetris. Tetris.
Tetris Effect. Effect connected. Optimized single player plus all new multiplayer holiday 2020.
World premiere.
Yeah.
They showed more of people playing the game than the game itself.
Yeah, I think we all understand Tetris.
Yeah.
Approaching orbit. Scan's a no-go. Sure you want to drop here?
Oh, yeah. Already lacing up my boots back here.
What we got? Another good-for-nothing space rock?
Whoa. Hold on. Let me check.
Find anything good?
Vex, you're not gonna believe this. Ouch! What the...
Unfortunately, I think this highlights kind of the lack of originality in the game world.
I was going to say, there's a lot of this kind of thing, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like it's all just putting stuff in blenders and coming up with a new...
Yeah, it's visually, it's colorful.
Mix and match.
Yep.
Creatures. Do you shoot them? Do you tame them? Do you ride them? No one knows.
Yeah. The gunk.
We're now getting to the bottom of the barrel, I feel. Tetris and the gunk. Oh, now that's from Bloober Team.
Yeah. This thing better get taken up by a missile.
No. Use your rocket launcher to get small flying insects. Ooh. Okay.
Close.
Ah, schizophrenia, the game.
It all starts with a dead girl.
A lot of really dark games here.
Yeah.
Of going the more adult route, which... as an adult, I actually kind of appreciate, but...
Scent of pines. And then...
Another kind of horror.
Oh, God, no, please.
Children. I did this broadcast.
Why are you killing kids? Stop killing kids. Just stop it.
A regular, rational one.
But, again, this could be one of those kind of solve a mystery type deals, which is interesting. I mean, of interest for sure.
Very dark.
I can see both.
Yeah.
Worse. I can live them.
It's almost like a purpose.
Another Stranger Things ripoff.
Hello?
She's seeing the future?
Anyone there?
Dual reality gameplay. Two worlds rendered simultaneously.
It's called the Upside Down.
Yeah. Game studios are a bit of a disadvantage because it takes so long to develop a AAA title that they're going to be years behind what the hot thing was. So we're seeing a number of Stranger Things kind of clones now, 3 years later.
Yeah. The good news for game makers, of course, is that the pandemic is helping them, not hurting them, unlike with movies.
Yeah. That's right.
This has been shut down. That's interesting.
World premiere.
Ah, Sonic's back.
Sega.
Well, in the Halo Combat Evolved world,
Sonic, as you've never seen him before.
Yep.
No, it's not Sonic. It's a human running.
So I
just
thought this
like
was all first party games. So what? This is a Sega title.
Sega. That's not first party.
Yep. Unless they have something to announce in a few seconds.
The hedgehog has turned into a boy. Oh, wow. Maybe they bought Sega?
Right. This is like a modern version of Space Harrier.
The music doesn't really fit.
I know, it's crazy.
Very Japanese. If you missed your Dreamcast, we've got something for you.
Yep, exactly.
Phantasy Star, it was. Wow.
Wow. New Genesis, huh? Hmm.
Okay, let's get some helicopters.
Finally, a first-person shooting game.
Yeah.
We've got a few of these, but that's good.
DHS, the game.
Global Risk is dead of the weapon. You will become...
Destiny chose me to save this world.
Federal agents saving American monuments.
I will see it done. Yep.
Blacklist, we make our own path. We protect our own.
Can you protect me from fate?
We only have one rule. There are no rules.
17 seconds.
Cross platform gameplay. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that's finally happening.
Soon, the entire world will burn, all because of him.
This might be a game whose time has not come. Time has gone.
Yeah, the latest long string of games that are not Call of Duty, but share many elements.
Hmm.
It is Xbox only.
Today, you saw 10 world premieres and 22 console launch exclusives. Game Pass members can play every game you have seen today from Xbox Game Studios and all of our partners in the subscription.
So somebody referenced xCloud but didn't use the term xCloud, which I thought was kind
of
interesting.
Some of the new titles coming to Xbox Series X.
And I do like the drumming home the fact that these games were all the first party games are on all versions of Game Pass is good.
Games like Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5.
Of course, some of them you'll have to have the new hardware to play. Was that Sea of Thieves?
No additional cost.
Yeah, so what they're doing there is just showing existing games and saying that they're going to look better if you play them on Xbox Series X. So Gears 5, Sea of Thieves, the Forza, the latest Forza.
Xbox is the place to play. And you...
Yeah, so we're not going to see the new Forza until probably next fall.
Now, you may have noticed we didn't get to visit all of our Xbox game studios today. That means we'll have more to share later this year.
Yeah, they didn't talk about Minecraft at all.
One more thing.
Hmm.
world premiere.
One more thing. This might be the most exciting title of all.
The world is filled with stories of legendary heroes.
Oh, well. I saw Tinkerbell. I knew it was just going south.
Peter Pan is back.
Where nature. Yeah,
she's going to get eaten by a frog.
Live in perfect harmony.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, wow.
You're right. Nailed it.
Thank God. Okay, they redeemed themselves.
Yours has yet to be written.
Oh, a fable. All right.
Interesting.
I can't wait.
That's good. It looks like we're back at
Halo.
Oh, this is
it's just a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
I'm taken by how dark a lot of this was.
Yeah. Well, we're in a dark time, and I think.
Well, I know, but
you know, classically, things, movies would reflect and books would reflect the darkness of the era. In a way, it's surprising because these games are so long in development cycle, and yet a lot of these games won't be out for a year or two. So
that right there was straight out of the movies. That's amazing. Avatar and Predator. I mean, it's.
When you see them go into Tetris, you really see how difficult it is yes. to create a new, something new.
You only had an hour to kill, guys. I mean, you had to go Tetris.
Tetris. Kind of amazing.
I guess that is just a kind of a move toward, look, we have got something for everyone. But
I
really think these things are skewing adults, which, again, is fine.
I think a lot of the point of this was not really Xbox Series X, but Xbox, Game Pass.
Yeah. And Game Pass, broader.
I think that was the big message is you'll play all these games with Game Pass. This is almost an ad for Game Pass.
Yeah, and how you play them is your choice.
Right.
Literally, in many cases. I mean, a lot of this will be on mobile.
Given that, you know, these are all in-house titles, you're probably not expecting to see something completely out of left field. All right, there you go. That's the Xbox Games Showcase, something to look forward to. Some of them as soon as 5 days from now. Some of them as long as a year and a half from now. But there's Microsoft showing a little bit of what will happen with Xbox Series X. And that's holiday 2020, right, Paul?
Yeah, they haven't said, but the going rumor is November-ish. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, in fact, very early on that some of the titles they referred to, they said holiday 2020, which sounds like that might be the phrase.
Yeah. And some of them very specifically were coming on Xbox One before the Xbox Series X
came. Yeah.
And then you could get it there and it would look better.
Also, the first mention kind of in this kind of context of xCloud, Microsoft's cloud-based gaming. But it was just an offhand mention. They didn't give it a name. They just said, you'll be able to play this in the cloud.
Yeah, and they had said last week that anyone who has an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription will get xCloud, right? And that will be that's going to be part of that subscription starting, I think, in as soon as August. It's soon. It's that's not that far off.
Right. Yeah. Paul Thurrott, thank you for joining me and joining the spinning circle of Microsoft game development. That's the symbol.
That's how you can tell they did it on an Xbox. Games.
Downloading any day now. Paul Thurrott joins us every Wednesday. I'm sorry, for Windows Weekly, and of course he has his own shows. I'm not going to mention and. First Ring Daily. All right, I'll say it. I'll say it out loud. And his blog, of course, is Thurrott.com. Everybody should be a premium subscriber. Thank you for joining us today, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Yep.
Yeah. Happy to be. Your perspective because you're much more of an Xbox
so much game player than I am. Perspective, but yeah, thank you.
Well, I, you know,
I think really the highlight of the show today was, for me, was you're nailing Tinkerbell getting eaten by a frog.
Yeah,
that right. Really.
The only thing that's going to save this game, and then voop.
You called it.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you, Paul Theriot. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And it sounded like Microsoft said there'll be more to see later this year. Of course, we'll bring it to you as we bring you all the events from Microsoft and Apple and Google and all the big companies as part of our Twit News feed. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.